Great day. Hope you guys are ready for the day. Good morning, everybody out there on social media, everywhere that this broadcast can be seen. I thank you guys for being with us this morning. Let's give everybody an opportunity to come on board. Yesterday morning, we had a great morning service, talked on the book of Leviticus about Jesus being our high priest. He's our high priest. And many people, I believe, would be blessed to be able to watch the broadcast. I'm going to make it available here this morning after the broadcast, about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You'll be able to see the entire teaching, all its entirety, all 30 minutes of it will be fantastic. All right, let's go ahead and begin the day. Good morning, everybody. I pray that the Lord is with you and that you are ready to jump into the things of the Lord. The Lord is gracious. His mercies are everlasting. And I pray that every single one of you within the sound of my voice be able to receive something today. Well, my fast has completed at midnight last night, right on the turn. This morning, I'll be breaking my fast. I don't know what time I'll be breaking it, but I'm going to do a live broadcast when I do it so I can walk everyone through what it takes to be able to break the fast. And we'll get everybody connected well with what it takes to break a fast. So gracious to be able to have you with me and spend some time together and give you an opportunity to break your fast. If you're doing the fast, I encourage you, break it slowly. Incorporate a little bit of chicken first. Give it time. Give yourself 3 days to be able to break it properly before you go right back into the grunge eating that you used to do. And I pray that you are able to learn a couple of things with this fast, that you're able to find how to eat properly. Recognize different types of meals that you can incorporate and it be part of your daily diet, something that will bless you. That's what I pray, that you're able to walk graciously and through the end of breaking your fast. So I want to encourage you just to take your time with it, okay? Don't throw beef and pork at yourself right away. Spend some time, a little bit of chicken, white meat preferably. Some fish was always best. And then incorporate some beef. Let the pork be the last thing that you bring in. You're going to notice that food tastes a little different. And you'll recognize that you'll begin to ask yourself, do you need it? You know, that candy bar, do you need it? That coffee with all the extra caramel and whipped cream and chocolate shavings, do you need it? Those are things that you're going to ask yourself when it comes to breaking the fast. You'll recognize that there's some things that you really don't need and you'll be able to live better. And you'll recognize that, you know, probably by now you realize that your blood pressure went down, your diabetes is under control. There's so many different things that are put back in place the way they needed to be. Your body feels better. You feel stronger. There's no more brain cloud. You know, you're feeling great. And I believe the Lord is going to mend and heal your body. Amen. So I'll be doing a live broadcast when I do break the fast. And you can come with me on how I'm going to break the fast later on around lunchtime or so. That's probably when I'm going to break it. But in the meantime, we're going to get into like a little word for you. We're going to shift gears a little bit. The Lord spoke to me this morning and said we need to shift gears. I've been doing a proverb and a psalms, and those are great. And we'll do that from time to time. And I hope you realize what I've been doing with the proverbs and the psalms. The proverbs, I picked the proverb of the day. Today's the 22nd. You would pick Proverbs 22. I encourage you to read it. Also, I encourage you to read your birth date psalm. So whatever year you were born, read that birth date. So I was born in 1965, so mine is Psalm 65. So whatever birth date you are, I encourage you to read that. Those are good. They're fun and encouraging for everybody. But today we're going to shift gears a little bit. I'm going to talk to you about tithes and offerings, and we're going to set this as a base and a foundation. And I just want to make sure that everybody's sword is sharp in this area. And then we're going to pray, and I have a couple of updates that we'll talk about towards the end of the broadcast. So I'm starting, of course, with tithes and offerings. I'm going to start with Malachi chapter 3. And there is a passage in chapter 2, Malachi chapter 2, where the Lord is displeased. And in 2 verse 3, it says, "Behold, I'm going to rebuke your offerings, and I will spread refuse on your face, refuge on your feast, and you will be taken away with it. And then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant may continue with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts." And so he was talking to the priest there, and he said, because you don't teach my people the way they're supposed to go, then I'm going to rebuke you, and I'm going to rebuke your offering. So it's important to teach the people properly. If you don't teach them properly, you know, he says in verse 1, he says, "And now this commandment is for you, O priest." It's a word that he's talking to in chapter 2 of Malachi. "If you do not listen, and if you do not take to heart to give honor to my name, saith the Lord of hosts, then I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. And indeed, I have cursed them already, because you are not taking it to heart." You got to take these things to heart. You got to believe it without a doubt. Believe it without a doubt. I'm talking to the priest now. He was talking to the priest. He's saying, "You're not teaching my people right. You refuse to talk to my people and tell them the way they should go." That's where he starts right there. And he says, "This is commandment for you, O priest. If you do not listen, if you do not take to heart to honor my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you," because you're not teaching the people, talking to the priest. And so with that, then we have chapter 3. And then he goes on in verse 8 and says, will a man rob God? I want you to think about that. I mean, how can you rob God? God doesn't need money. He's not gold and silver. How can we have anything of possessions that means anything to God? What is God's currency? You can only be robbed of what your currency is. So will a man rob God? Well, what's God's currency? That's what you have to ask yourself a question. What is God's currency? He says, "Yet you have robbed me, but you say, how in have we robbed thee?" And he says, "In tithes and offerings." So is the currency of God tithes and offerings? No. Currency of God is what happens when you give tithes and offerings. It's the byproduct of giving tithes and offerings. He says, "You're cursed with a curse, for you robbed me, the whole nation of you." And he says, then he tells us, how are we robbing him? He says, "Bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not." Here's going to tell us, he's going to tell us what he's going to do. He says, "I'll open to you the windows of heaven. I'll pour out to you a blessing until it overflows. Then I'll rebuke the devourer for you, so that it may not destroy the fruits of your ground, nor your vine in the field cast its grapes, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." He just said what his currency is. His currency is blessing us. That's God's currency. We need to receive that. We need to recognize God's currency is that he wants to bless us. He says, "But you're robbing me from blessing you. You're robbing me from giving to you. I want to give these things to you, but I can't because you're cursed, because you're not doing what my word has said." In Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, he says, 1/10 of every sheep that passes under the rod belongs to the Lord. He says, you can't take it. You can't eat it. It belongs to God. Why? He says, because you shall remember the Lord your God. That's where he says. When you bring your tithes and your offerings, you're remembering God. He wants to make sure that you remember him. He wants to be part of everything that you're doing. And if you just eat everything that he gives you, you're not rendering back to him a blessing. You're not celebrating the gift that he's given you. You're not celebrating life. You're not celebrating healing. You're not celebrating joy. You're not giving God what he wants to do. That's his currency. His currency is to bless us. That's his currency. He doesn't need the money. He just wants to be remembered. And so he wants to bless you. His currency is to provide for you supernaturally, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, 30, 60, 100-fold return. Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing that there's not room enough to receive. He wants to rebuke the devourer off your life. He wants to rebuke the devil off your children and off the produce of your ground, which is your work. And he wants everybody to talk well about you. And he wants you to be full of joy. I mean, how hard is that? That's not hard at all. That's his currency. His currency is to bless you. God's currency is to bless you. But he says, remember me. Will you remember me? Will you remember me? Don't rob from me. Don't hold that back. Don't make me not want to bless you. Don't make me not bless you. God put principles and precepts together so that way everything will happen the same way life is. If this, then that. Your business is the same way, the person you're working for. He said, don't stop me from giving you a salary and not come to work. That's what he's saying. If you don't go to work, you're not going to get a salary. Don't stop me from giving you a salary. That's what your boss is telling you. That's their currency. Please come to work. And if you come to work, I'll make sure that you receive a salary for your deeds. Make sure you have health care and you got welfare and you got Medicare and you have all the things that are to you that may some places provide lunch and benefits. You'll have car payments. Some people have, you know, travel paid and taken care of them. I mean, whatever their currency is. And if a business says, if you do this for us, we'll do that for you. It's the same thing with God. You do this for me, I'll do this for you. There's a currency there. God knows that we're the same way. Whatsoever a man sows, that's what he also reap. These are laws and principles that he put into motion. And he says, I'm not going to stop this. I am subject to the laws and principle that I've established. And I've established the laws and principle to where you will be provided for. And I want to multiply everything that you have. You know, if you look through all the Old Testament, all the people that did things that God asked them to do, Isaac building, digging out wells, God continued to bless them. People kept coming. The enemy would come and bury up his wells. He'd go build another well, and people kept coming. And he just kept him blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed. God wants to bless you, but you got to obey God. As simple as that. This is not a curse of the law. Somebody said, oh, you know, Jesus never talked about it. Yeah, Jesus said, you tithe mint and roe, and this you should do often. He tells the Pharisees and Sadducees, you tithe off of your work and everything that you receive, and that is so. And that you should do. It's a righteous deed. And then, well, that was before he passed away. Then he died on the cross and he abolished the law. Well, then Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 8, he says, here men who die receives tithes, but there who it is witness that he's alive receives them. He says, here we give tithes to the church, but in heaven, Jesus receives the tithe. He receives it. So it never stopped. The tithe actually was established 470 years before the law was written. Yeah, Lot was taken by the king of Solomon. And so he went to Melchizedek and he said, pray for me that God be with me. I'm going to go get my nephew Lot back. And he says, he went over there and King Melchizedek, King Solomon went and prayed for him and asked him, go ahead and go with a blessing. And when he came back, he killed all these kings. And then he brought all their produce with all the people. And he brought to Melchizedek a tenth of all that he gained, all the splendor and plunder that he received, 10%. That was way before the law. That was in Genesis. The law wasn't established till Exodus. And so we have to recognize that what this is a principle that God had provided. It's the same thing in the garden. God said, eat of this tree, do this, don't do that. He said, don't curse the ground, don't curse the people, don't curse yourself. I want to bless you. Don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God is all about if this, then that. He's a covenant God. He says, if you do this, I'll do that. If I do this, you'll do that. And if you don't do that, you're cursed with a curse. It's simple as that. And so it's not a lot to give to God. He's not asking for everything. He could ask for 90%. He didn't. He only asked for 10%. That was it. How easy is that? That's like the easiest thing in the world. 10%. What's 10%? You go to a restaurant and you eat lunch at a restaurant and they want 18%. Are you hearing this? And you pay it. And you might say, it's a little too much. Service wasn't that good. I'm only going to give them 15%. That's still 5% more than what God's asking for. And they didn't give you any money. They just gave you food and a bill. That was as simple as that. They cooked a meal and they gave it to you. But, you know, if you don't pay that bill and you try to walk out, what's going to happen? They're going to call the cops on you. You're stealing from them. You're going to get a misdemeanor of theft, right? I mean, that's only right. Yet God is saying, I'm not going to lock you up. I'm just not going to bless you. So the curse that he's talking about is that you're not receiving from him. That in itself is a curse. That's what he's saying. He said, I want to provide for you, but you got to remember me. You got to remember at least I exist. And how do you remember? Through tithes and offerings. This is very simple. That's easy. Now, how do you do it? How do you give tithes and offerings? Well, first, gross revenues that comes into your hands, 10% of it belongs to the Lord. Gross revenues, not net, gross. Why? Because when you, whatever you receive, you're still receiving from it. The reason why it becomes, you take home net, you receive gross, but you take home net is because the other percentage, about 15%, goes to government programs and Social Security that you're going to receive later, and other types of agencies receive it. So you got FICA and you got taxes and all that stuff. And they're taking 15%, and God is only asking for 10%. And people say, well, that's, look at what I got left. Forget about that. Look at what God's going to do for you. Look at that. What's God going to do? I'm going to open the windows of heaven for you. I'm going to pour out a blessing, not room enough to receive. Does the IRS tell you they're going to do that? Huh? No. Does the insurance company say they're going to do that? No. No, they don't. And when you retire, does it tell you your retirement plan? Does it tell you it's going to do that for you? No, only God. And so you bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, that there'll be meat in my house. And what does that mean? Tithe into the storehouse. The storehouse is a place where the word of God is preached. It's a place where those that are hungry can go eat. That the poor can go get what they need to get. That's what the storehouse is. That's your church. You bring it to the church. You don't have a church. I'm here for you. I've started centerchurchfar.com online church services, so that way you can give your tithe and be blessed here at Center Church. We make it available to everybody. You can go to centerchurchfar.com, write that address down, and you can click on there and you can give that way 10% of all that comes into your hand. Give it to God when it comes. If you're one of those workers that works and you receive tips and every day you get tips, give every day. Give 10% of it to the Lord. You can also do Cash App. You can do Cash App for your tithes. Let me edit. I'm going to edit my headline over here, and I'm going to add over here, Cash App is $GiveCenter. Let me put that on the bottom there. There you go. So you have www.centerchurchfar.com, and then you have for Cash App, if you go to Cash App, $GiveCenter, Cash App, $GiveCenter, and give 10% and do it. And then he says, here's the beautiful thing about the Lord. He says, you bring all the tithes in the storehouse, and he says, there'll be food in my house. And he says, test me. That word test, the original language is prove. Allow me to prove to you that I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. Give me an opportunity to prove to you that I'm right. Give me an opportunity to prove to you that I'll bless you. Give it a try. It's the only time the Lord actually tells you to test him. There's other places. He don't want you to test him. He says, do not test the Lord thy God. If you test him, oh, you're in trouble. But when it comes to the tithe, he says, test me. Give me a try. Come on. Let me bless you, and I'm going to prove to you. Amen. All right, I hope this word resonated good in your heart. I'm going to be sharing some more as the days go by, and I want you to be prepared. So be prepared to give. I'll encourage you to write down those informations right now. Put it in your heart that you're going to be able to do all these items and do as he desires for you to do. And let's see the hand of the Lord move upon your life. You watch how God will bless you. God will bless you greatly. You can give through Cash App. I put it there on the comment side. Or you can give by way of going to centerchurchfar.com. The Cash App, once again, is $GiveCenter. Give, G-I-V-E, center, C-E-N-T-E-R. All right, let's see who's on this morning. Praise the Lord, Mike. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us, Mike. Good morning. Good morning, my brother. I like your profile page, To Honor the Blue. God bless them all. Good morning, Marinelle. God bless you and God bless everybody. She says good morning to everybody. Thank you. Good morning, Marinelle, for being with us. That's right. Perseverance. That's what he does. He gives to us greatly. Good morning, Angel. May God bless you and be with you and protect you wherever you go, and that you know the foundations of God without fail, in Jesus' name. Annette, good morning all the way out there. Did it snow? I'm curious if it snowed up there in Frisco. Hey, my son said it was looked like it was going to be snowing. So anyway, well, praise the Lord. All right, let me give you this right here. For those of you that are going to give through Cash App, the Cash App is $GiveCenter. I want to give you an opportunity to be able to help. Let me tell you what we do at Center Church. We feed the poor. We take care of orphans. We make sure that we also have some missions out in other countries that we take care of. And what we do is we teach the gospel. We take care of the facility to make sure that we can reach out to people. We're starting our school of ministry this August. We're getting prepared for that. And also our children's school. We have a daycare, take care of a bunch of kids over there at the church. And then we have food that we feed the entire congregation at the last Sunday of the month. We call it Super Sunday. So this Sunday coming up is called Super Sunday. So if you'd like to enjoy a nice barbecue meal, come on over to Center Church and enjoy Super Sunday. Annette, no snow yet. All right. Well, I pray that the Lord grace you with no snow, unless if you want it. My wife wanted a white Christmas one year. She prayed for it. We moved up to Dallas. She got Christmas Eve white snow. Then we came down for Christmas morning to the valley, and it snowed there. Christmas morning, it snowed. And that never happens in the valley, but it did that year. So my wife prayed, and she got double portion blessing by the favor of God. Amen. All right, guys, let's go before the Lord in prayer, and let's get our day started. And the time is ticking away, and we're going to wrap this up here in a little bit, so I don't want you to miss out. Guys on TikTok, I thank you all for the love. Continue to hit those loves, please, and it's very important to have those for the algorithm. So also hit follow. All of you watching on social media, make sure that you're following me everywhere that the broadcast is seen on social media, so you're alerted whenever I go online and live. All right, let's go before the Lord, and let me get your day started. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we worship you. We ask you to be with us throughout the day. And Lord, I ask you just to protect my family and my friends. Everyone within the sound of my voice, I ask you to be with them. We pray for peace in Jerusalem and all war to stop, that this world will live in peace in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around every person around me, every person within the sound of my voice, those that I know and those that I do not know. I ask you to put your angels around them, protect them, guide them, direct them. And Father, we put on the full armor of God. We take on the loins of truth and shod our feet with peace and breastplate of righteousness. We take on the helmet of salvation, shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. And Father, we pray always with all manner of prayer for every leader in the ministry and those that are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And Lord, I pray that you bless my friends, prosper them, allow them to walk in your great grace. Let prosperity hit their home and all debts be forgiven. We receive this right now in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Come on. Hit amen down below. Thank you guys so much for being with me here on the broadcast. And okay, so what's happening next? This Wednesday, I'm going to be teaching the Word of Faith. I don't want you to miss out on a Wednesday service. We have services on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. and I'm teaching faith. And I have a powerful message. I've taught 30 years of faith, teaching faith for 30 years I've taught faith. So I have a deep well of faith. I walk by faith. I live by faith. I talk by faith. Everything I do by faith. I believe it without a shadow of a doubt. There's people that relinquish thoughts and goals to God as if he knows what I need, but they're not walking by faith. And they said, well, the Lord knows. I'm not going to ask for it because the Lord knows I need it. That's not walking by faith. Walking by faith is something different. I'm going to talk to you about that on Wednesday. Then on Sunday morning, we're taking a book of the Bible and we're teaching a message about that book. Who is Jesus in the Bible? I'm teaching the entire Bible, 66 books in 52 weeks. 66 books in 52 weeks on Sunday morning. And you don't want to miss it. All this past Sunday, I talked about Jesus, our high priest. Woo-hoo! Good stuff. I love it. I love preparing. I love putting it all down. I love the preparation of it. And then I love releasing it and see how it comes out. Powerful. So this Sunday was a rich, rich word. And so I don't want you to miss out on it. Of course, you can go on social media and click on there and look at the video, and you see praise and worship and all that. We're working hard on trying to get everything looking and sounding really good. We're dialing in our church service. So excited about that. And so Sunday morning, I teach a book of the Bible. This next Sunday, I'll be teaching the book of Numbers. And we did Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus was this past Sunday. Now it's Numbers. We're going through the Pentateuchs, which are the five. The last one of the Pentateuchs is Deuteronomy. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Those are the five books that Moses wrote. Those are the same books that the prophets built their faith on. And the principles and precepts of Israel are all built around the Pentateuchs, the five books of the Bible to this day. And these are things that we need to have. They're shadows of Christ coming. So Sunday morning, come on over and enjoy the word. Wednesday, I'm teaching the word of faith, and I want to see you there. All right, I think I covered all the bases. Let's see here. Marinel, yes, it's so good. Oh, we are having fun with all those teachings. Amen. Amelia, God bless you. That's a funny profile picture. God bless you. May the Lord be with you, mijita. Que Dios te bendiga. Marinel, God bless you once again. Annette, you have a great day. Mike, remember to go take on the day and enjoy everything that the Lord has for you. Amen. He's got some great things for you. I believe he's going to continue to move in your life. And I want to thank all of you that are watching me online, TikTok. I'm going to stay with you for a little bit. But you guys that are online, I want to thank you guys for being with me and spending time with me. And I want to encourage you that throughout the day, remember, Jesus loves you. And so do I. Go take on the day.
Introducing TVer, your go-to streaming platform that brings high-quality and family-friendly entertainment to your home. Watch live streams, teachings from TVer founder Pastor Clark Ortiz, and much more. For just $9.99 a month, you'll get access to everything TVer has to offer. Never miss a moment. Download the TVer app now and start streaming whether you're at home or on the go. TVer, one place, one focus, one simple solution.